hopefully we can move farther on medical marijuana this year. There, you know, I have a constituent in my district that has an epileptic child, and they've found that the medical marijuana stops the child's seizures. And, you know, if it does have positive medical value, we need to move forward in that regard. But in terms of total decriminalization, total legalization, that's not going to happen, in my prediction, probably any time in the next 5 years. We're all going to wait and go slow and see what Colorado does.
Let me ask you a question on another subject. Yesterday's announcement that Noridian is no longer the main contractor for the state health exchange, your reaction to that?
I think it's positive. We need somebody that can get it done right, get it done on budget, on time, and move forward. It hasn't been done in the past. They're in a legal battle now with their subcontractors, and we need somebody with more experience that can advertise, and not only just advertise that they can do the job, but can do the job.
Ultimately, isn't this going to still cost the state millions? I mean, is there going to be
We've already spent millions. Yeah. We've already spent millions. And but we need to cut our losses and move forward expeditiously.
Isn't there a bill to deal to, I guess, accelerate the medical marijuana program? Because a lot of people are saying it could be couple of years or so before the program's up and running.
There is, and we passed a bill last year, and then the House, you know, amended it basically so that it hasn't been implemented.